Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
You tell the story about a time when you wrote a blog post after the last presidential election, and your charge, which I've given this charge on the air as well, was to Christians that no matter who won, our call is to shine brightly in this world. And by the way, this is a biblical charge that you gave, but tell us what happened.
Well, the backlash was unfathomable. I had people unsubscribe to my blog. I had comments come in online and offline that just blew me away, and this anger that came out at me because of that. And I'm not sure what that sparked in people. I'm not sure why that was so offensive, but I lost a lot of subscribers and a lot of following. And it hurt my feelings. You know, you have to get thick skin when you're putting yourself out there, but it blew my mind because it was biblical.
So what were the lies that you believed, Carrie, when that happened, right initially? Because I know you sorted through it, but I mean, that would be a jar to your system. So what rose up in you? What got triggered?
What business do you have putting your opinion out there? You're not relevant. No one cares what you have to say. You are incorrect. Once again, you need to toss in the towel because what you're doing isn't effective. I mean, name it. I mean, I got hit with all of them square in the face. And that's just, you know, that's just to name a few, but it damaged me. And sometimes people forget that there is a real heart on the other side
Indeed.
Of that screen
Indeed.
That's reading. And so that was difficult.
Well, one of my, maybe I might do this someday, but I don't know if I'm up for it, but is to write an article to Bible snobs and Christian bullies. Because I'm just saying, I just feel like when I talk to people day after day behind the scenes and I ask them what makes you tired, it's that contingent of our fellow believers who feel like they're doing the work of God by picking people apart publicly rather than praying for them privately. And it just gives me so much angst. But so initially in the days that followed, because that was so jarring for you, you said you started to just write in the safe zone because you, and that's a natural response, but we've got about 2 minutes before we have to take a break, but speak to that kind of reaction to the response that you'd received.
Well, of course. I mean, when you get your hand slapped or your face slapped, you're going to step back and you're going to reevaluate. So I still wanted to speak because that's what God had put on my heart, but I decided I'm just going to write about things that are completely palatable. Nobody can, you know, can take offense to, nobody can get upset with. I'm just going to write safe things. It just did not feel right in my spirit, though, because I was born with a message to share, and I have a message that God wants me to put out to the world. And so I felt like I was not only doing, you know, my followers a disservice, anybody that was reading what I wrote, but I also was not being true to who God created me to be. And sometimes we have to do the tough things. We have to put it out there.
When you think about to the group think, is there, the crowd is fickle. That's why Jesus would not entrust himself to man, because he knew it was in the heart of man. So there might have been a crowd gathering around him, but when he started to speak the truth, it kind of weeded down his followers. I would imagine those who actually did follow what you were reading and were mature, solid Christians were actually more affirmed by what you said because you dared to take some kind of stand than those who went away so flippantly, you know?
Yes, I completely agree, and I did see that. There were people that said, yes, I take that challenge, Carrie, because I'm not happy with how things are, and I am committed to love and respect and honor and continue to do what we're put on the earth to do, which is to shine the light of Jesus.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.